Hello, Irma.
Yes, how are you, Dennis?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Oh, my goodness. I have a call. Just a second, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah. I was reviewing over the weekend the rate of my husband, and he thinks that rate is too high. It's like 18%.
No, there's no way it's that high. Let me see here. I'm coming up with 9%. Is he figuring it over the 3 years?
Yes.
Well, the way you figure it, the total cost of the equipment, let's see here. I can find it, because I know it changed. Let's see here. Deal parameters. So the way you figure the simple interest on it, it would be $21.3771 is the payment. $21.37.71 times 36 equals $76,957.56. You subtract that from the actual cost of the equipment, which is the equipment and the shipping and taxes and everything, which is $55,604.25. Divide that by 3 years. You divide that by the cost of the equipment again, which is $55,604.25. That's come up with 12.08, but that's not right though. I can look into it. Let me get a calculator, like the proper calculator, and figure it out. But he's also, keep in mind that the total cost of the equipment with the shipping and the taxes and everything that were included came up to $55,604.25.
Yeah, I know that originally it was going to be like $1,700, and now it's like $500 more for $5,000.
It was $46,200 was the, $46,200 was the actual original equipment cost.
But originally we calculated $50,000, and it was going to be 17 something.
Well, with the 46, with the payment at 46, or the total equipment cost at $46,200, the payment was $1,776.16, but that was before the $5,000 in shipping and also the taxes and everything. The with the shipping itself, it comes out to $51,200, and I think the actual taxes and everything. Did you get that fax, by the way? It was several pages, but
yes.
But
yes,
the taxes come up to
yeah, but we're talking about the payment.
Well, the payment went up just because the equipment cost went up. Not the equipment cost, but the adding in the taxes and the shipping.
I know, but if it originally was 1,700, and you add the rest of the money, it comes up to 55.
Right. Well, with the shipping and the taxes, with the shipping and the taxes, it came out to 55,604.25.
So we're talking about $9,000 difference on the original amount that we were talking about, and now the payment is like 2,000 and something. How much is the difference?
Well, difference is, I mean, quite a bit. It's 46,200
on payment.
Well, the 46,200 worth of difference of the payments going up to 55,604.25. Let me see here. So it's 1776.16 minus 2137.71 equals, it's $361.55 more for roughly around, you know, 10,000 more of a payment. And I can look into the shipping costs and everything and see if there's any errors, but not the shipping costs, but the taxes and everything. But that was generated, you know, and added into it.
Well, the interest rate is too high.
How much? I see what I can do about it, but initially it was 9% simple interest, and it should still be the same.
Only like 7% you told me.
I think that may have been before I actually got the approval, because I the original approval comes. It looks like it's 9% simple interest is what they're saying.
It's more than that. Calculate it.
I'm trying to, if I just do the original approval, which is 1776.16 times 36 minus 46,200 equals divided by 3 equals divided by 46,200 equals, let's come up with 12.8. So let me double check on that then, because it's coming up to 12.8 instead of 9%, and the approval actually says 9%. So let me figure out what's going on there of why it changed at any given point.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll figure it out and I'll give you a call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Irma.
Okay, thank you.